you for joining us for our Shaneco Countdown to Tip-Off here from Monroe, Louisiana. I'll be back with our Ascend Federal Credit Union starting lineups for today's game and the opening tip right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A GO account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your GO account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
It's hot, and Lightning's Locker Room has the Blue Raider gear to keep you cool this summer, from dry fit hats and visors to moisture management tees for those humid days. It's hot, and you're going to need some cool Blue Raider gear from Lightning's Locker Room. Be sure to ask about the Lightning Buck Program, a $5 off coupon on a $25 purchase of regular priced items. Get yours today at Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Craig Culver of Culver's and Chocolate Lovers Convention guest speaker.
Craig, how do you make Culver's brownie batter concrete mixer so incredibly to die for?
Glad you asked. First, we take Culver's thick, creamy, made fresh frozen custard and add loads of rich, dark brownie batter and chewy, old-fashioned brownie pieces. Now, who'd like one? Easy. There's plenty of Culver's concrete mixers for everyone.
You gotta love a T-bone. It's the lean page in your culinary playbook that'll add something special to any pregame feast. Because when you huddle around that grill come tailgating time, you rest easy knowing that the old T-bone formation packs the power of lean protein. That's the T-bone, one of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer, find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
National anthem here from Fant Ewing Coliseum in Monroe, Louisiana. Dick Palmer with you on this Saturday afternoon. First game of a doubleheader. The men's game will follow about 30 minutes following the conclusion of our game here. The Lady Raiders and the Lady Warhawks. The Ascend Federal Credit Union starting lineups look like this for Louisiana Monroe. They will start number 12, Alexa Tugler. She is a 5'10 junior out of Monroe, Louisiana, averaging just under 10 points a game. Number 32 is Christina Gray, 5'9". She is out of Winfield, Louisiana, averaging a little over 4 points, 3.5 rebounds. Starting in the middle is number 20, Ashley Simmons, 6'1", a junior from Hawkins, Texas, 10 points, 7 rebounds a game for Simmons. Starting in the backcourt the number 22, Jasmine Shaw, 5'10", a junior from Flower Mound, Texas. Third team, all Sun Belt preseason choice, Jasmine Shaw, 10 points, 5 rebounds. And the point guard is number 21, Elixir Tugler, 5'9", junior from right here in Monroe, 6 points, 3 rebounds a game. Twin sisters on the in the Monroe starting lineup, Elixir and Elixir Tugler. We'll try to get them straight for you. For Middle Tennessee, 13 is Iceland Eli, a 6'1 senior from Lebanon, Tennessee. 23, Lauren March, making her third consecutive start for the first time in her career. She is out of Lewisburg, Tennessee, 6'2 and a redshirt junior. Number 21, Ebony Rowe, a 6'1 junior from Lexington, Kentucky, starting her 80th consecutive game. Number 24, Courtney Jones, 5'9 senior from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And number 5, Shanice Kaysen, a 5'5 sophomore from Siegel High in Murfreesboro. Lady Raiders coached by Rick Ensel in his eighth year with a record of 184-59, 7-0 against Louisiana Monroe. The Warhawks coached by Mona Martin in her 18th year, 245-263, 0-7 against Middle Tennessee. Right now, 15 seconds for station identification as you listen to Middle Tennessee basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
It's time. Show your true blue. Blue Raiders.
Your Blue Raiders are Eastern Division champions.
Raiders, the home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
We're set to play here in Monroe. Game officials Eric Baker, Meta Roberts, and Will Schreiber. And the Lady Warhawks, decked out in the white home uniforms, trimmed in maroon. Their colors are maroon, gold, and white. And the Lady Raiders in the royal blue of Middle Tennessee with white trim. Middle Tennessee and Louisiana Monroe meeting for the eighth time. Last year, the Raiders played here and won 67-53. So the second straight year we've come to Monroe, and they'll return the visit to Middle Tennessee later in the season. Men's game to follow around 4 o'clock. We'll be able to take your emails, radio@goblueraiders.com. Thanks to Russell Luna for setting that up for us. Just go on email radio@goblueraiders.com and we'll try to mention those of you who check in with us. Eli will jump with Simmons to start the game. And the Raiders get the tip. Goes to Lauren March and over to Shanice Kaysen. Middle Tennessee working right to left as we view it here on Press Row, just like we do at home in the first half. Lauren March feeds inside Ebony Rowe. Eli out of the corner, faked the three, took a baseline jumper and missed it. Lauren March the rebound, and she'll score. Lauren March off the offensive boards give Middle Tennessee a 2-point lead. The Raiders will press in backcourt. Monroe gets it across the line. A runner in the lane is good. That's Jasmine Shaw, who gets the 2 points right back. Monroe did a good job breaking the press that time, and it's 2-2. Kaysen in front court for the Raiders. Works left wing. Courtney Jones on the post. Ebony Rowe starts in, twist, shoots, and scores right in front. Rowe with a good post move to the lane, and the Raiders lead it by a score of 4-2. And in a 2-2-1 press, in backcourt, this is Elixir Tugler. Works across to her sister, Alexa, and they throw the ball away. They try to hit Shaw, who was in the right corner, and the pass was not good. Went out of bounds right in front of the Raider bench, which is, by the way, just down to my right. So you'll hear some of the sounds of the game, I think, at some point today. Raiders working across the line. Courtney Jones, left side, works out to Kaysen. Middle Tennessee with a 2-point lead. Kaysen guarded out front there by Gray as Monroe's in a zone in the corner. Lauren March for three. It rims out. They slap the rebound around Ebony Rowe, but it's taken down finally by Simmons for Monroe. And in front court, this is Elixir Tugler. Tugler guarded by Kaysen. Bounces the ball out to her sister, Alexa, who'll drive right of the lane. Backs up to the wing. Comes back in between the circles to Gray. Back on the right wing to Tugler. drives left into the lane, stops at the foul line, throws up a prayer, misses, and the rebound taken by Courtney Jones. Jones coming down the near side to the trailing Kaysen, off on the right wing to Iceland Eli. And back out front to Kaysen. Monroe going man-to-man as the ball goes on the left wing to Courtney Jones. Jones, guarded by one of the Tugglers over there, comes on top to Ebony Rowe, back to Kaysen on the right side. Kaysen to Lauren March, who rotates out front, kicks left wing to Eli for three. That is good. Iceland Eli for three. Raiders have their first three-pointer of the game and lead it by a score of 7-2. And we've got a whistle, and Monroe has lost the ball out of bounds as they were bringing it down. Raiders with a five-point lead, 7-2 early. It'll be Courtney Jones to inbound to Kaysen. Kaysen working outside. Courtney Jones takes it on the left wing, back to Kaysen. Fakes, drives through, dumps off inside to Eli. She'll lay it up, miss, and we've got a foul. Foul is on Alexer Tugler. First foul of the ball game, and Eli will go to the line. Iceland will be shooting a pair. 17-16 to play here in the first half. Raiders leading by a score of 7-2. And Iceland's free throw is good. 8-2. Here's Kiki Stewart checking in for Lauren March. Coach Ensel goes to the bench early, and Kiki Stewart in the lineup. One more at the line for Iceland Eli. 6'1 senior from Lebanon puts it up and in.
Entering the game for the Warhawks, number three, Alicia Hunter.
9-2. Raiders with a seven-point lead. Checking in, Alicia Hunter. Fresh, talented freshman. Ball down to Simmons, and a ball kicked away by Kiki Stewart as the Warhawks were trying to beat the defense down the floor. Good deflection. It'll go out of bounds to Monroe as Alexer Tugler will inbound. Tugler, long pass coming out on top of the key. Gets the return on the right wing. Feeds under to Simmons, who may have charged. She did. Raiders set up to take the charge, and it was Iceland Eli who placed herself in harm's way. And the foul is on Simmons, her first, team second. Raiders take it in, and Warhawks set up in a 1-2-2 press. Out it comes to Kaysen. Kaysen over to Courtney Jones. Long pass left side. Kiki Stewart back to Kaysen. Fakes, drives in the lane, dumps it off. Kiki with a layup, scores. Kiki Stewart from Shanice Kaysen with a basket, and the Raiders on top, 11-2. Monroe across, well, not in the front court yet. This is Tugler coming across, feeding on the left wing, gets it back, top of the key. That's Alexer Tugler, feeds it inside. Simmons backing in against Ebony Rowe. With a melt left, had a good post move by Simmons. She lays it in to score. 11-4 Raiders. In front court, Courtney Jones works out on the right wing. And a whistle stops play with 16-12 left in the half. Foul on number three, who is Hunter, who just came in. Her first, team's third. And now checking in for the Warhawks is Tyler Holly, a 6'2 sophomore. She will come in for Simmons. Raiders ball under the basket. Approaching the first time for the first media break. Ball coming in the corner. Kiki for three out of the corner. It is no good. Rebound. Ebony Rowe fighting for it. Off her fingertips. Picked up by Alexer Tugler. Tugler comes right against Kaysen. Works it back to her sister Alexa, who will come dribbling down the left side. And a backdoor pass. Shot missed by Shaw. And a loose ball out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. We'll have a timeout with 15:54 remaining here in the first half. Media timeout with a score. Middle Tennessee 11 and Louisiana Monroe 4. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A GO account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your GO account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, if your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
EnterSource and DirecTV want to get you ready for March Madness with the Blue Raider Fan Cave Giveaway. Get a new flat screen TV and a free year of DirecTV service courtesy of EnterSource. All you have to do is register at the Fan Cave button on GoBlueRaiders.com. Tell you more about that later. Raiders put it in play. Three-point shot, Courtney Jones, no good. Tipped out by Kiki Stewart, saved by Kaysen. Back to Courtney. He'll lob underneath. Ebony Rowe, fake, shoots and scores. And the assist to Courtney Jones. Good pass into the post. Raiders lead it by a score of 13-4 and pressing. In backcourt, this is Alexa Tugler. And they will take a timeout to talk about this press, so that'll give us time to tell you a little bit more about EnterSource and DirecTV. Register at the Fan Cave button on GoBlueRaiders.com. There's no purchase necessary. If you want the best fan cave in Middle Tennessee, register on GoBlueRaiders.com, and you can do it right now. The drawing for the winner will be at the final home game of the season on February 23rd against this same ULM team. So register now. Go to GoBlueRaiders.com. And if you'd like to contact us here by email, radio at GoBlueRaiders.com is our email address. Nathan Wallach from our staff at Middle Tennessee listening in today. The ball comes across, and we've got number 34, Shanice Brooks, in for Monroe. Out on the right side. This is Jasmine Shaw. Shaw guarded by Eli. Puts it on the floor, drives baseline, shoots and misses off the rim. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Clears the pass ahead to Courtney Jones. Jones bounced pass under to Kaysen, missed a layup. Rebound Kiki Stewart. Knocked to the floor, no whistle. Lost her headband, didn't get the basket. And Monroe comes up with the ball. Tugler down the baseline in the right corner. Three-point shot away and missed by Shaw, rebounded, Brooks, she misses the follow-up shot. Out on the wing it comes to Tugler. A couple of offensive rebounds for the Warhawks, and there is a foul, maybe on Kiki. Kiki Stewart picks up the foul, her first foul on the Raiders in the game.
Her first foul, entering number 23.
And Lauren March, who started, will check back in for the Raiders and for Kiki Stewart. Tugler travels with the ball. That was Alexa, one of the Tugler twins. Call for steps. 14:23 to play. First half, Raiders leading it 13-4. Courtney Jones to bring it down. Now Monroe is in a one, looks like a 1-3-1 zone. In the left corner, Eli has it deflected. Courtney Jones picks it up out front. Has it knocked free again by Tugler underneath Lauren March. Spin move off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down for Monroe by Brooks. And in the front court is Tugler. Alexa Tugler out to Alexa. And she will put it on the floor. Come to the right wing. Guarded by Courtney Jones. Launches a three that's no good, and the rebound to Eli. Clears to Courtney Jones. Jones takes it to the middle, goes to Kaysen coming down the far side. She'll stop, flipping the left corner to Eli. Eli out front to Courtney Jones. Monroe back man-to-man defensively. They'll change defenses on you. Ball out to Ebony Rowe, top of the key. Kicks left to Eli. Iceland holds it overhead, feeds Rowe, breaking for the basket, shoots in front and misses, but draws the foul. She'll go to the line. Foul is on 34 Brooks, her first, team's fourth. And to the free throw line is Ebony Rowe. 13-18 to play in the half. Raiders up 13-4. Free throw by Ebony is good.
Entry for Warhawks, number 20, Ashley.
Raiders extend the lead to double digits now for the first time. 14-4. And one more coming. Ebony puts it up and hits it. Nice soft touch. She's got six. Raiders lead 15-4. Raiders pressing. Alexa Tugler in backcourt. Up it comes to Brooks. Back to Jasmine Shaw. Across the line to Simmons, who's back in the game. Alexa Tugler under to Simmons. Threw it over her head and out of bounds. Turnover. Monroe. Raiders will get the ball in backcourt. They tried to throw long to Simmons and threw a little bit too long. Courtney Jones to bring it down. Flips it away to Kaysen as she comes across the line. Now the Warhawks back in the zone. Courtney fires up a three, no good. Lauren March tips the rebound out to Kaysen. Nice save by, and there's Kaysen's pass intercepted by Alexa Tugler. She'll drive the lane, feed it underneath for a layup that is good by her sister Alexa. And it is 15-6, Middle Tennessee, as the Warhawks score off a Blue Raider turnover. In the corner, Lauren March, opposite corner, goes to Eli, breaks down the baseline, got a 15-footer up and good. Iceland Eli now with seven. 17-6, the Raiders lead it. And back court, this is Alexa Tugler across the line. Alexa coming right side in the lane, Shaw, down the baseline. Simmons lays it up and scores. Nice work by the Warhawks that time to break Simmons open, and it's 17-8 Middle Tennessee. Kaysen out in front to Courtney Jones. Back to Kaysen. Back to Courtney. Open three out there is good. Courtney Jones from three gets her first points of the day. And the Raiders lead it by a score of 20-8. In backcourt, Tugger up to Simmons. Simmons across the line. And what a great defensive play by Ebony Rowe. She cut right in front of Brooks, who was breaking for a layup, slapped the ball out of bounds, and we've come to the second media break. 11:40 to play in the first half. And with timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 20, Louisiana Monroe 8. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Monroe will have the ball under their basket after that deflection by Ebony Rowe before the timeout. And they play it in to Brooks at the foul line. Feeds it in the corner, stolen by Kaysen. Loose ball picked up by, alertly, by Lauren March. And back to Kaysen. Raiders bring it down. Jay Shin, a 5'7 sophomore, is in the lineup for the Warhawks. Jones bounces to Ebony Rowe. Baseline left. breaks into the lane, shoots, and is fouled across the arm. She'll go to the free throw line. Foul is on 20 Simmons, her second. And for the second time here in the first half, Ebony Rowe finds herself at the free throw line, shooting a pair. Men's game to follow. This is the first of a Saturday afternoon doubleheader. Free throw good. 21-8 Raiders. And Ebony Rowe into the game, averaging just under 21 points and 11 rebounds a game. Puts this one up and in, and she is perfect 4-for-4 at the line. 22-8. Hunter back in for the Warhawks, along with Gray. Shin in backcourt stops, gives it over to Gray at the top of the key. Tugler works to the right wing, back on front. Kaysen just missed a steal. Gray to the left side to Shin, fires up a three there, no good, and a rebound taken by Jasmine Shaw. Shaw back to Tugler, back to Shaw on the right side. Keep an eye on Shin. She is an excellent three-point shooter. Breaks down the baseline, kicks it in the corner. Shaw fakes a three, comes inside for a jumper and scores. Jasmine Shaw gets her second bucket, and it is 22-10, Middle Tennessee. Jones starts a drive right as the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. 24 on the shot clock. She'll inbound under the Blue Raider basket down to our left. Fant Ewing Coliseum. This building seats 7,000. Pass into the paint is deflected, so it'll go back to the Raiders. And they'll spread it out with a player in either corner. The ball comes into Kaysen. Bounces left to Eli. On top, Ebony Rowe, top of the key. Couple of bounces. Over it comes to Courtney Jones. Deep right side out to Lauren March. March edging in down to the baseline. Kicks it back to Courtney for a three, and it's no good off the rim. And the rebound taken for Monroe by Christina Gray. Over to Alexa Tugler, back to Gray. Gray out top of the key, comes driving the right side of the lane. In there with a bank shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Yeah, Rowe is going to dribble out of pressure now and into the front court, gives it to Courtney Jones. Jones out on the left wing. Raiders leading 22-10. Jones to Lauren March, top of the key. Right side deep, Eli. Back to Lauren March, standing outside the three-point line. Back to Courtney Jones. They got to reset, and the shot clock's down under 10. There's a backdoor pass from Ebony Rowe, intended for Eli, intercepted. Monroe's going to work it into front court. Raiders turned it over as the shot clock was running down. Out front, now they pass deflected by Ebony Rowe, picked up for a three-point shot that is good by Alexa Tugler. She picked up a deflection by Ebony Rowe and knocked in a three, 22-13. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. Guarded out front by Shin. Bounce pass right side, stolen by Tugler, and she stepped out of bounds as she was coming down the floor. Raiders catch a break. Tugler had a clean steal, but lost it coming down the floor. Now Caroline Warden, the Raider freshman, is going to check in for Shanice Kaysen. Courtney Jones inbounds. Caroline Warden will bring it into front court. Seeing her first action in a while. Bounces left wing, Courtney Jones. Jones holding on the wing, comes out to Ebony Rowe. Right side, Eli. Inside, Kiki. Back to Ebony, driving for a layup. She'll score, and she's fouled. Beautifully working the offense. The foul on 21, Alexa Tugler is her first. Ebony gets the basket, and will get a free throw. 24-13. One shot at the line for Ebony Rowe. 72% at the stripe coming into this game. Free throw good. She's hit five in a row. 25-13. Raiders press. leading by 12. Tugler in front court. That is Alexa. And feeds under the basket, threw it away. Tried to hit Hunter down the baseline, threw it over her head. And the Raiders will put it in play. Ebony Road, Caroline Warden will bring it down. Freshman guard works it across the line. She's out of Jackson County. Matches right wing. Courtney Jones into Ebony Rowe. Out to Kiki for a three that is no good. Off the rim. Rebound battle for. Taken off for Monroe by Hunter. Tugler to Shin. To Gray and over to Alexa. Tugler on the left side. She'll drive it to the free throw line. Back to Alexa. Shin out of the right corner, and she'll hit a three. Jay Shin, who is shooting 44% from three-point range, hits one here, and it's 25-16. And the Raiders' lead is 9. Here's Caroline Warden in front court. Going to bounce it over on the right wing to Courtney Jones. Inside, Kiki turnaround shot partially blocked. Loose ball saved by the Warhawks. Alexa Tugler in front court. The Tugler girls are very speedy. Over to Shin. She'll break to the free throw line. Back to Tugler in the left corner. Tugler starts down the baseline. Can't go. Comes back out front to Gray. Right corner. That's the other Tugler for three. No good. That was Alexa. Rebound Ebony Rowe. Courtney Jones ahead to Eli running the floor. Can't get in. Feeds it back out to Caroline Warden. Left wing. Courtney Jones back to Kiki Stewart. Standing just right of the keyhole, comes right to Eli. In the left corner, it goes to Courtney Jones. Jones, Kiki underneath, taking to Ebony Rowe, and she'll score. Kiki found Ebony Rowe open, got her the basketball, and she took it home. 27-16 Raiders. Alexa Tugler feeding underneath. Hunter misses a layup. Rebound, Kiki Stewart. Out it comes to Courtney Jones. Jones underneath. There's Ebony open again. She'll lay it in and score, and she's got 15 in the game. 29-16 Raiders. Here comes Tugler. Alexa down the left side. Shoots a banker. No good. Rebound taken off by Eli. Off it comes to Courtney Jones. Jones on the left wing. Right corner, Eli, 4-3, too long, air ball, taken off by Kiki Stewart. Courtney Jones jumps up a 15-footer and scores from the left side, 31-16. Raiders up by 15, their largest lead, and pressing. Pass comes across the line to Shin. Gives it out on the left wing to Alexa Tugler. Back to Gray, right side, Alexa Tugler to Shin. Shin puts it on the floor, starts in the lane, kicks the ball back out, and there's a pass underneath. Open is Gray, and she'll get the layup. 31-18, Raiders lead it. Caroline Warden bounces on the right wing to Courtney Jones. Jones holding it out front, underneath. Ebony Rowe, and she will, no, that's Iceland Eli, will get the basket. And the Raiders lead it 33-18. Tugler comes driving, almost threw it out of bounds, saved by Shin. Out front it comes. That is Alexa Tugler. Stops at the foul line. Back it comes for a three that is no good by Gray. Got her own rebound. And feeds on the post. Hunter, turnaround shot, no good. Ball tipped around. Taken again by Hunter. She'll put it up, no good. And this time, Ebony Rowe's going to come out with it to Courtney Jones. And the Raiders going to take a timeout. With 4:34 to play, we've not had the third media timeout yet, but this is a 30-second timeout. Give us time to tell you about the Grumpy Book Peddler bookstore. Haven't been in there yet. You are going to be pleasantly surprised, I think. They have over 40,000 used books in every category, including audio books. If you like science fiction, romance, mystery, westerns, history, well, Grumpy's will have something for you. A large selection of your favorite books, and they even carry DVD sets of your favorite TV shows. They're located at 1111 Memorial Boulevard, right across from O'Charlie's, the Grumpy Book Peddler. Lakin Leonard going to check in for the Raiders. Now, we will have a media break at the next dead ball. So it'll be Lakin Leonard, Caroline Warden, Courtney Jones, Ebony Rowe, and Iceland Eli. Warden to bring it down. 4:29 left in the first half. Warden working out front. Oh, bad pass and going to go out of bounds. She was anticipating Lakin Leonard breaking open on the wing. And here is the media timeout with 4:22 remaining in the first half. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 33, Louisiana Monroe 18. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Raiders lead it here, and there will still be another media timeout to come before the half ends. It is 33-18, Middle Tennessee 12-24, 50%. Monroe 8-22, 36%. Four turnovers for the Raiders, 8 for the Warhawks. In front court, this is a new player in for Monroe, 24, Jasmine Taylor. Also, they have Tyler Holly back in. Ball in the corner to Jasmine Shaw. Shaw into Holly. Works it right side to Gray. Pull up 8-footer. Bounces off the rim twice. No good. Rebound on the floor. And right now we're going to have... it's going to be Monroe's ball. And here's the other media timeout. With 3:49 to play. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 33, Louisiana Monroe 18. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With two conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, middletennesseemedicalgroup.com.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Raiders leading 33-18 going into the final 3:49 of the first half here at Fant Ewing Coliseum in Monroe, Louisiana. This building was dedicated in 1971, and it's in remarkably good condition, similar to our Murphy Center. Not in style, but the fact that it's been well kept. Out front, Gray feeds to Taylor on the left side, puts it on the floor, drives to the baseline, under the basket, and we've got a whistle. I think she stepped out of bounds there on the baseline. So the Raiders will take it. That is their ninth turnover of the first half. Raiders have turned it over four times. Caroline Warden getting some playing time here in the first half at point guard. Freshman walk-on gives it to Lakin Leonard on the left wing. Flips it out front to Ebony Rowe. She'll toss it in the right corner to Courtney Jones. Breaks down the baseline. Got a running bank shot. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It's picked up by Christina Gray. Gray to Shaw. She'll drive it all the way to the left of the lane. Beat it out front to Gray. Feeds underneath to Holly. Lays it up and scores. 6'2" Tyler Holly. Got it in good position under the basket, and it's 33-20. Raiders work in front court. Here's Warden bouncing left wing to Lakin Leonard. Holds it over her head. Out on top it comes to Ebony Rowe. Rowe to Caroline Warden, right side, open from three, got it! Caroline Warden with a three from the right wing. And the Raiders lead 36-20, and that's their largest lead of the half. In front court, Taylor. And a foul on Lakin Leonard right in front of us here. It's only the Raiders' second team foul. Six have been charged to Monroe. Shaw will inbound. Looking, got it into Holly. Back to Shaw. Shaw right wing. Jay Shin guarded by Warden. Starts right. Comes down to the baseline. Out to Holly. Ball deflected by Eli. Picked up by Holly. She makes a bad pass, up for grabs, out of bounds, Raiders ball. 2:05 left in the half. Raiders defense forced a turnover that time. And Middle Tennessee will have the basketball. Caroline Warden will bring it down. Warden comes bouncing on the left wing to Lakin Leonard. Lakin holds, gives it on top. Ebony Rowe, right side, Courtney Jones. Jones to Eli, top of the key. Eli looking inside, one dribble over to Ebony Rowe in the right corner. Stops, Courtney, three in the air, rims off. Ebony Rowe grabs the offensive board, comes all the way back out front to Courtney Jones. Jones holding it out there with a minute and a half to play in the first half, puts it on the floor, guarded by Taylor. Out front to Eli, holding it over her head, flips over to Caroline Warden. Started in, comes back to Eli. Eli fakes, drives the lane, in with a shot off the glass, in and out. And an offensive foul will be called, a charge on Iselin Eli. That'll be her first foul, third team foul. And those kind you can live with because she was making an aggressive move to the basket. Here's Taylor up near the center line with a minute 10 to play in the first half. Out it comes to Gray. Gray flips it away to Shaw, deep on the left side. Shaw comes down the baseline, shoots there, and misses from 18. And the rebound to Courtney Jones. Double team, gets it out to Caroline Warden, who'll bring it into the front court. Warden working out front. Comes back to the middle. 48 seconds in the half. Over to Lakin Leonard. And a foul on Ebony Rowe. Offensive foul. It'll be her first, team's fourth. And it will be Monroe basketball as Alexa and Alexa, the Tugler twins, both check back in for the Warhawks. 45 seconds remaining, first half from Monroe. First game of a doubleheader on this Saturday afternoon. A lot of afternoon games in the league. One nearing completion in Little Rock will probably have a final on that one. Here's a ball deflected by Eli. Picked up out there by Gray. Gray to Tugler. Comes right. Looks it over in the corner. Taylor breaks down the baseline. Feeds in the other corner to Tugler. Alexa. Now inside. It's intercepted by Ebony Rowe. Got a three on one. She'll shoot and miss. She thought the halftime clock was running down, but it still had 15 seconds left. Here's Tugler driving the lane, feeds under to Holly. She'll put it up and in. 36-22, and there's the buzzer, ending the first half from Monroe. Halftime score, Middle Tennessee 36, Louisiana Monroe 22. Stay with us now for the MTMC Halftime Show. That'll be coming up next from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The Boulevard has over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hour from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. The Boulevard is now the official home for all Blue Raider football road game listening and viewing parties. On the road, game days, don't forget to come over and experience the Blue Raiders at their new home away from home, the Boulevard, corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee, 2013 Kias are ready to move. Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. New 2013 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls available now at Russell Barnett Kia, 915 South Anderson Street, Tullahoma, Tennessee. Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider athletics for 40 years. Call 931-455-6066. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
It always seemed like no big deal at the time, but son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive, cause we'll be out there waiting around each hill and dale, and if you're drinking and driving, we'll haul your butt to jail. Hey, hey, hear me say, from Morristown to Monterey, and everywhere in between, blend smart, you know what I mean.
Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Welcome back to Monroe, Louisiana. We're at the Fant Ewing Coliseum halftime. It's Middle Tennessee 36 and Louisiana Monroe 22. And welcome in to our MTMC halftime show brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the official hospital system of the Blue Raiders. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. Scoring in the first half, this is unofficial for Middle Tennessee. Ebony Rowe, 15 points. She is 5-for-5 at the free throw line. 15 points for Ebony, 9 points for Iceland Eli, 5 for Courtney Jones, 3 points for Caroline Warden, 2 for Kiki Stewart, and 2 points for Lauren March. And East Kaysen did not score. And Lakin Leonard also played and did not score. For Louisiana Monroe, 5 points for Alexa Tugler, 4 for Jasmine Shaw, 4 for Simmons, 3 for Jay Shin, and 2 for Christina Gray, also 4 for Tyler Holly. We'll check the shooting percentages and how the points were made when we come back. Right now we'll tell you that you're listening to the MTMC Halftime Show. Stay with us for more from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no beef with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Whatever shape of diamond your girlfriend's been dreaming of, we've got you covered. Shane Company has thousands of round and fancy-shaped diamonds to choose from, such as Princess Cut, Marquise, Emerald, Radiant, Oval, and Pear-shaped diamonds. Shane Company's fancy-shaped diamonds are also individually hand-selected by us at the Diamond Cutters. This ensures that each is perfectly proportioned and sparkles with exceptional fire and brilliance. Most jewelers don't even carry fancy-shaped diamonds, and the few that do ask premium prices for them. We have both fancy shapes and low direct diamond importer prices. So get the value of a lifetime on the diamond of her dreams, only at Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at I-65 off Cool Springs Boulevard West. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back into the MTMC Halftime Show. And this is not Dick Palmer. He stepped away here at the half. And Chip Walters here to give you the halftime stats. Of course, we have men's basketball coming up immediately following today's Lady Raider game. Time now for your halftime stats to see who is warming things up. Brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown, one of them. Middle Tennessee jumped out to a big early lead, extended it out to 16 at the 2:37 mark, and lead by 14 at the half, 36-22. The Raiders 13 of 28 from the floor in the first half, 46.4%. They were 3 of 12 from 3, that's 25%. Those coming from Caroline Warden, Courtney Jones, and Iceland Eli, each with one apiece, 7 of 7, a perfect day at the free throw line so far, 100%. ULM, 10 of 26. They're held to 38.5% shooting. 2 of 7 from the three-point arc, and they have not been to the line so far in this game. From a rebounding standpoint, Middle Tennessee with 16, ULM with 14. The Raiders had 10 assists on their 13 baskets in the first half, so they're sharing the ball very, very well, and only committed 6 turnovers. For ULM, 6 assists on their 10 baskets, but Middle Tennessee has forced 11 turnovers and forced 5 in the first 5 minutes of the game. So a very good defensive effort here, holding ULM to just 22 first-half points here this afternoon. Looking at the individual scoring, Ebony Rowe, 5 rebounds away from a double-double again today. She has 15 points, 5 rebounds. 9 points, 2 rebounds for Iceland Eli. 2 points, 1 rebound for Lauren March, who got the nod in the starting role for the third straight game. 5 points, two rebounds for Courtney Jones. Shanice Kaysen did not score, but picked up a couple of assists and a couple of rebounds. Caroline Warden had the 1 3-point basket, 2 points for Kiki Stewart. For ULM, Ashley Simmons has 4 points. Alexa Tugler has a total of 5, 4 for Jasmine Shaw, 2 for Christina Gray, 3 for Jay Shin, and 4 for Tyler Holly. Checking the Serta Pro Painters points in the paint, brought to you by Serta Pro Painters of Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee, in the paint with 16 first half points, 14 for ULM. Off turnovers, Raiders lead that 9-5. Second chance points, Raiders with 6 offensive rebounds and 6 points to show for it. Only 2 for ULM. The bench for the Warhawks, however, with a 7-5 lead to this point. Want to remind you, while you're listening today, log on to GoBlueRaiders.com. Click on the InterSource button and enter. You could have a chance to win the Fan Cave giveaway. That includes a flat-screen television and a year of DirecTV service, compliments of InterSource. But one sure way to not win is not enter. You need to do it right now while you can on GoBlueRaiders.com. We'll be giving that away on February 23rd. Stay tuned. Second half action coming up after this. Middle leading 36-22 from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider football fan?
You can't show up at the stadium without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Well, where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of Blue Raider apparel, gifts, gear, and more.
When you think Blue Raider football, think the Phillips Bookstore, located at the Student Union Building. Shop online at www.mtsu.bkstr.com.
As you listen to your printer, remember, when you buy ink or toner cartridges from Cartridge World instead of an office superstore, you'll save money on every page you print and save the environment. Stop overpaying for ink and toner. Try 100% guaranteed cartridges from Cartridge World. Yeah. Printing sounds better when you're saving money. Cartridge World. Why pay more to print?
Located in the Oak Shopping Center in Murfreesboro and next to CC's Pizza on Grammar Lane in Smyrna.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
And welcome back to the Pat Ewing Coliseum here in Monroe, Louisiana. Men's game to follow, our women's game at halftime with a score, Middle Tennessee 36, Louisiana Monroe 22. Thanks to Chip Walters for passed along the halftime stats, giving me a bit of a break here at intermission. Broadcast brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Raiders will start the second half with Iceland Eli, Ebony Rowe, Courtney Jones, Caroline Warden, and Kiki Stewart. Reminder that you can read about today's game and all Blue Raider sports in the Daily News Journal. Pick it up tomorrow. The DNJ is Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. You can go online and visit dnj.com or just do it the way I like to do it. Go out and get it out of your mailbox every morning and peruse the Daily News Journal. Louisiana Monroe has the first possession of the second half as we're ready to get back to action. And they will be inbounding with Jasmine Shaw. Shaw gets the ball in to Elixir Tugler. Tugler guarded by Caroline Warden out front. High post, they give it to Simmons. She'll drive against Kiki Stewart. Can't get in there. Still has it on the floor. Bounces it out front. Knocked free by Caroline Warden. Kiki falls on it, and then the ball is going to be saved by Ebony Rowe before it goes out of bounds. Over it comes to Warden, and she's called for steps. And the ball will go back to Monroe under the basket. Raiders made a couple of good defensive plays, wind up not getting the basketball. Tugler will inbound baseline. Lob in to Simmons. Simmons holding on the post. Outside to Gray, to Alexa Tugler, coming left side. Shot is in and out, and the rebound taken by Simmons. Pulls it back out front, takes it in the corner, and that is Gray down the baseline to Simmons, and we've got a foul, and this will be on Kiki Stewart. That'll be foul number two on Kiki. And going to the free throw line will be Ashley Simmons. This will be the first free throw attempt for Monroe in the game. Simmons, 54% for the year, and rims the first one out. Kiki Stewart is out, and Lakin Leonard in for Middle Tennessee. And one more shot coming for Simmons. Simmons, who has started all 15 games for the Warhawks this season, averaging 10.7 rebounds. This shot is good. She's got 5 points here. 36-23. Raiders bring it down against some pressure. Caroline Warden gets it into front court, drives right side, comes back out front. Courtney Jones in with a 13-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Shaw. Shaw comes ahead to Tugler, driving through, loses the ball, saves it, goes back to 21, Tugler, that's Alexa. Back to Shaw. And Shaw to Alexa, and the ball is deflected, knocked free. This time saved by Alexa Tugler. Into Simmons, driving through, lays it up and scores. 36-25. Raiders bring it down, leading by 11. Caroline Warden working out front. They work it over on the left wing, Courtney Jones. Drives the top of the key, feeds to Ebony Rowe, spins inside, off the glass, no good. Simmons and Rowe tie up on the rebound, and the ball should go to Middle Tennessee, I think. Simmons a little slow to get up. Janice Kaysen will check back in for the Raiders for Caroline Warden. It will go to the Raiders, and Courtney Jones will inbound baseline right. Flips it in play. It's deflected out of bounds. Raiders keep possession. Ron Cooper sends us a message from home. Coopers and the Beatties are watching the game on the live feed and listening to us, and we appreciate that. We know that we have groups who gather around the old radio like we used to do in the living room and listen to the Lux Mystery Theater, except they're listening to Blue Raider basketball. Blue Raiders Janae Brinkley in for the first time will replace Courtney Jones. Kaysen will inbound over in the far corner in the offensive court. Shanice puts it in play to Janae Brinkley. Bounce pass right side to Kaysen. Kaysen looks in, flips it out to Eli, puts it on the floor, drives through, shot is off the glass and off. I thought it went off Simmons, apparently not, as the Warhawks will get the ball. In backcourt, Alexa Tugler into Alexa. The two Tuglers bringing it up. Double team near the center line. They get it across to Shaw. Coming to the baseline, and Eli cuts in front of Simmons, knocks the pass out of bounds. 19 on the shot clock. Warhawks have it in the front court. Raiders leading 36-25. Ball coming in play to Shaw. Tripped out front. Foul will be on Lakin Leonard. That'll be her second. Second team foul on the Raiders here in the second half. And a fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Warhawks. Shaw will inbound, side front court. Still looking. Got it into Gray. She'll put it on the floor, flip it back out to Alexa Tugler. Ball deflected away, saves it in the corner. Back out to Alexa. Or this is Alexa. She'll drive it left, runs into a double team. Has used her dribble, hands it off to Gray. Gets trapped in the corner, and they call a timeout. So this will be a full timeout with 17:30 to play in the game. And the score, Middle Tennessee 36, Louisiana Monroe 25. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
From the Ascend Federal Credit Union scoreboard, Florida International wins on the road today at Little Rock, 55-53. FIU defeats UALR. Ball inbounded, going to go out and remain in the possession. No, it's going to go to Middle Tennessee. Officials got together on that one. Raiders bring it down, have yet to score in the second half. As Shanice Kaysen works it across to Janae Brinkley on the left wing, top of the key. Skip pass coming in, bad pass. Saved by Ebony Rowe. And now we've got a whistle and a foul as Rowe and Christina Gray on the free throw, fighting for the ball in the lane. Gray will draw the foul, her first. Raiders out of bounds play under the goal. It will be Kaysen to inbound. Getting some damp spots off the floor. Blue Raider basketball brought to you in part by Sam's All-American Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. They're also at Hillsboro Village in Nashville and Hendersonville, the home of the Rick Ensel, Kermit Davis shows. Had our first shows last week. Big crowd there, and hope you'll come back. Rick Ensel live Monday night. Here's a drive and a basket for Ebony Rowe off the out-of-bounds play. And the Raiders' first points of the second half, 38-25. Press, backcourt, Tugler almost lost it. Gray picks it up. Gray inside the circle, back out front. This is Alexa Tugler. Gray down to Simmons. Simmons pushed off and got an easy basket. Pushed off on Ebony Rowe, and then Simmons gets the goal. And it is 38-27. The officials chose to ignore that. Here's Brinkley down low. Ebony Rowe in the lane. She'll turn, shoot it up there, and score. Ebony gets the points right back. 40-27. Warhawks bring it down. Ball deflected by Eli. Picked up by Kaysen. Kaysen coming with Brinkley. Janae fakes, breaks down the baseline. Shot good by Janae Brinkley. And a nice baseline jumper, and it's 42-27. Raiders pressing again. Ball intercepted by Lakin Leonard. Raiders back on the attack. Kaysen coming down. Across to Brinkley. Open from three. Got it. Back-to-back baskets by Janae Brinkley. A baseline jumper and a three-pointer to make it 45-27, and the lead is 18. Monroe working against the press. In backcourt, Tugla, that's Alexa, works it down under the basket. Shot good by Simmons. And she will score against the press to make it 45-29. Mona Martin off the Monroe bench to call a timeout. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. The Raiders, of course, are hoping the game goes their way. So when you need a big decision to go your way, contact McCarter, Ketron, and East Law Firm located on the square in Murfreesboro or at mcelaw.com. And be sure and drop by the Boulevard for great lunch and dinner specials located at the corner of East Main and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. The Boulevard, a Blue Raider home away from home. Plenty of big screen TVs featuring all the big games you want to see. The Boulevard. Raiders have Kaysen, Lakin Leonard, Janae Brinkley, Iceland Eli, and Ebony Rowe. Kaysen will bring it down. No backcourt pressure this time. 45-29, Middle Tennessee leading. We're still early in the second half. Ball over to Janae Brinkley. Brings it out front in the corner to Eli. Lob low to Ebony Rowe. Fakes in front, shoots, makes it up, no good. And a battle for the boards, out of bounds. We'll go to the Warhawks, and here will be the first media timeout of the second half. 15-15 to play. Timeout with a score, Middle Tennessee 45, Louisiana Monroe 29. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Back at Monroe, if you'd like to give us a shout-out by email, radio@goblueraiders.com is our email address. Raiders are shooting 4 of 8 in the second half, 17 of 36 for the game, 47%. They are being out-rebounded by 2, 19-17. Monroe the edge. Monroe works it down. And Gray over to Jay Shin. Shin in backcourt. Back it comes to Alexa Tugler. Over on the right side to Simmons. Gray jumping left to the free throw line. She'll score. 45-31. Raiders working in front court. Ball out to Kaysen. Middle Tennessee a 14-point lead. That was their margin at halftime. Over to Janae Brinkley. Back to Eli in the left corner. Breaks down the baseline from 12. The shot is good. Iceland Eli with a baseline jumper to make it 47-31. Ball comes in to Jay Shen, to Tugler, and over to Shaw. Back to Alexa Tugler, double-teamed in backcourt, breaks over the timeline, down into the lane, and then throws it over the head of Tyler Holly, who is positioning herself under the goal. However, must have been touched by a Raider. I didn't see anybody touch it, but they're going to... Now the officials are conferring. I think it should be Middle Tennessee's basketball, and it will be. Raiders leading 47-31. Kaysen to bring it down. Kaysen works in front court on the left wing to Janae Brinkley. Feed down low to Ebony Rowe. In the corner, Lake and Leonard back to Kaysen. Penetrates on the drive. Shoots in front, no good. And taken off by Eli. Back to Lake and Leonard. Lakin has a jumper from 15 come off the rim. Rebound Eli. Raiders keep it alive. Back to Kaysen and over to Brinkley. Down to Ebony Rowe. Inside foul on Holly. And that will be sending Ebony Rowe back to the free throw line, where she was 5 out of 5 in the first half. 13:48 to play, and it's 47-31. Ebony gets two shots at the line. Number one is good. In last year's game here, Ebony had 12 points and 17 rebounds as the Raiders won here 67-53 last season. Ebony has point number 20 and missed this one. That's her first miss from the foul line. 48-31, Raiders lead it. Here's Taylor, who just checked in out front, and a foul on Shanice Kaysen, her first. Third team foul in the second half. And it'll go out of bounds, side front court to the Warhawks. Jay Shen to inbound, gets it into Taylor. Taylor working out front against Kaysen. Taylor comes right around the pick, feeds down the baseline. Simmons turns in the lane, shot blocked, and picked up by Janae Brinkley. I believe that was Eli with the block. Kaysen across, dangerous pass, knocked out of bounds by Shaw. Raiders will have it in front court, and Kaysen will inbound. Throw-in comes to Ebony Rowe, breaks down the left side of the lane, turns with the right hand, and lays it up and in. Ebony now with 22 points, and the Raiders lead 50-31. Here's a steal on the other end by Ebony Rowe. Raiders a 19-point lead. Here's Kaysen across the line. Shanice gives it over on the wing to Brinkley, puts it on the floor back to Kaysen. Kaysen to Brinkley. Was open momentarily, didn't shoot. Screen from Eli. Janae backs it up. Back to Kaysen. Skip pass, Ebony Rowe works it in the lane. Eli 16 feet away. It rattles and comes out. Holly and Leonard fighting for the rebound. Holly wins that one. Long pass ahead to Shaw. She'll pull up in the lane to jump and score. Jasmine Shaw with six. And it's 50-33, Middle Tennessee. Kaysen to come down the floor with it. 12:15 left in the ball game. Raiders back in action next Wednesday at home. Brinkley, 15-footer at the foul line, no good. And the rebound taken off by Simmons. Simmons to Taylor. Jasmine Taylor, a 5'9 freshman. Ball knocked free by Kaysen and stolen. Here comes Kaysen into front court. Might bring it all the way. Does, feeds to Eli, lays it up and scores. But they're going to wipe that one out on a charging call on Shanice Kaysen. That'll be her second foul. We've got a media timeout with 11:54 to play. And with timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 50, Louisiana Monroe 33. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Note here from Nathan Gardner, listening from Pueblo, Colorado. Thank you, Nathan. Radio at GoBlueRaiders.com. Chip Walters will have Blue Raider men's basketball coming up about 30 minutes after we finish here. Here's Tugler. Alexer to Gray. Pass intercepted by Lakin Leonard. Caroline Warden back in the game. Over to Ebony Rowe. Rowe out front to Courtney Jones. Back to Warden. Caroline got some playing time in the first half and did okay when she was in there. Ball coming into Ebony Rowe. Lakin Leonard fires up a jumper that's no good, and the rebound taken down by the Warhawks. Tugler coming right. That's Alexa. And we've got a foul. This one's on Caroline Warden. That is her first foul.
Her first foul, 55.
And it'll be free throws coming for 21, Alexa Tugler. Tugler shooting a pair. 11-11. Remaining in the ball game. The free throw is good. 50-34. Janae Brinkley back in and Lakin Leonard out for Middle Tennessee. One more for the 5'9 junior, Alexa Tugler. Leads their team in steals. Misses this one. And the rebound to Iceland Eli. Gets it out to Courtney Jones. Jones ahead to Ebony Rowe. Under with a layup, fouled by Jay Shin. Shin picks up her first foul. Ebony Rowe back to the free throw line. Ebony got out quickly in transition and beat the defense down the floor. Shin got there just in time to foul her and put her on the line. First one is up there and good. 51-34, one more for Ebony Rowe. Three points now, six rebounds for Ebony. Second shot, no good. Taken off by Simmons. Over to Alexa Tugler. Long pass ahead, knocked out of bounds by Courtney Jones. And the Warhawks will inbound. Side front court. Janice Kaysen back in. She'll be back in for Caroline Warden. It'll be Shin to inbound. Jay Shin looking, going to throw it in the backcourt to Tugler. Alexa comes across the line, drives all the way down, throws under to Simmons. Simmons shot blocked by Ebony Rowe. Simmons gets it back down the baseline. Backs it in again, turns, ball knocked free, loose on the floor. Think they're going to call a foul on Ebony. Yep, that's the call. That'll be her second. Five teams in the second half. Ball out of bounds to Monroe. Under the basket, baseline inbounds play. Tugler looking all the way out front. It goes to her sister, Alexa. Backs it up on the dribble. Comes around a pick. She's guarded by Courtney Jones. Hands it off to Alexa. She'll come right on the dribble. come down, swing up a running hook and score. Alexa Tugler makes it 51-36. Raiders in front court. Here's Shanice Kaysen. Middle Tennessee trying to win their fifth in a row. Janae Brinkley rocks. March checks back in, and Janae Brinkley is out for Middle Tennessee. 9:25 to play, Raiders leading 53-36. Simmons at the line, missed the free throw, and Eli, the rebound, gives it over to Lauren March and down to Kaysen. Kaysen brings it across. We've had some trouble with our phone line. I think we disconnected a moment ago. There's Courtney Jones, left wing for three, no good. Eli, offensive rebound, puts it back and scores. 55-36. Raiders double-teaming Tugler at the foul line. Alexa gets it to her sister, Alexa. Now feeds in the corner to Shin for a three that's good. Shin with her second three-pointer of the game. It is 55-39. Young lady hitting close to 50% from three-point range. Ball to Courtney Jones. Underneath, Ebony Rose spins in the lane, backs it up and scores. Ebony's got 27. Mounts pass out front, stolen by Kaysen. Kaysen coming on a breakaway. She will lay it up and score. Kaysen gets her first two of the game. 57-39. Or 59-39 it is. 30-second timeout taken by Monroe as the Raiders lead balloons to 20. 59-39. Mr. B's Express Car Wash supports Blue Raider Athletics and invites you to their location at the corner of Clark and Memorial for absolutely the best car wash in town. Join the Unlimited Car Wash Club, and you can get as many car washes as you want each month for one price. Remember, the vacuums are always free at Mr. B. Monroe plays it in. 8:20 to play in this Sun Belt Conference game. Shin in backcourt. We've got Jenna Lee, a sophomore, in. Lee double-teamed, and we got a whistle here and a timeout taken by Monroe. Once again, the Warhawks coach Mona Martin wanting to do some teaching over on the sideline about how to attack the press. Ebony Rowe 2 points shy of a career, of tying her career high, which is 29. And she will also be, I think, by the end of the game, close to another double-double. Check, last time we checked, she had six rebounds, maybe more than that by now. Monroe will play it in, side front court. Chase Shen will put it in play. And lobs it into the backcourt where Tugler has it, guarded by Kaysen. Alexa Tugler across the line. Tugler with a high screen, breaks down the left side of the lane, checked by Eli, back to Shen, steps behind the line for three, and it's good. Shen with her third three-pointer. 59-42, Raiders in front court. Courtney Jones working out front to Shanice Kaysen. Comes right to Courtney. She's open from three. Instead, feeds to Ebony Rowe for a layup. Missed it and fouled. She'll go to the line. Foul is on Lee, her first. We have a media timeout with 7:37 to play. And with timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 59, Louisiana Monroe 42. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto, shop where the dealer shop.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Ebony Rowe at the free throw line for two shots as we resume play with 7:37 left. Ebony has tied her season high, 27 points. Second shot is away. That one is good. Ebony now 28 points, and it is 60-42. Raiders have Shanice Kaysen, Lake and Leonard, Courtney Jones, Iceland Eli, and Ebony Rowe. Rowe works it in the front court. Here's Shen coming to the right side. Feeds it in the corner. That is Shaw. Breaks down the baseline, puts up a jumper, air ball taken by Courtney Jones. Courtney will throw a long bullet pass under to Eli, who's wide open, lays up a reverse shot and scores. And a great pass from Courtney Jones set up Eli with the basket. Here's Shen in front court, 62-42, Raiders by 20. Shen outside. Throws the ball away. She was pressured there by Lake and Leonard. Simmons back in. Hunter out. And for the Raiders, Denise Johnson will check in with 6:46 to play. 6'6 junior out of the Washington, D.C. area, junior college transfer. Denise Kaysen to bring it down. Raiders leading by 20. Kaysen walks it across the line to Courtney Jones on the left wing. Ebony Rowe underneath, shot blocked by Simmons and taken. Off it comes to Alexa Tugler. Tugler into the front court, Shen in the corner. Out front to Simmons. Simmons coming in against JJ, and she will be called for the foul. First foul on Janice Johnson. Simmons to the line, where she has hit one off three. She'll have two shots here. Raiders next action next Wednesday night at home against Arkansas Little Rock, 7 o'clock game. Free throw hung up on the rim and fell through. Alexa Tigler back in. And coming on also for Monroe, Shanice Brooks. 62-43. One more shot for the 6-1 post player Simmons, and that one's no good. JJ gets the rebound. Over it comes to Kaysen. Shanice across the line. Coming right. Backs it up, loses the dribble, dives on the floor to get it back, gets it over to Eli, beats it to Ebony Rowe in the corner. Brinkley into JJ, puts it on the floor. Comes in with a shot, overshot it, rebound Ebony Rowe, and she is fouled on the putback. Foul on Brooks, her second.
Foul number 34 for the Warhawks, Charles Brooks, her second foul.
Ebony Rowe to the line will have two shots with 5:56 to play. Raiders leading 62-43. First one good. Ties her career high of 29 set last year against Arkansas State. JJ coming out and checking in, senior Diamond Rayner, 6'3", out of the Smyrna area. One more for Ebony Rowe. For a new career high, sinks it. 30 points, 64-43. In backcourt, Hunter, double-teamed at the center line, knocked out of bounds by Eli, and it will be Warhawks ball. Side front court, here's Holly coming back in for Hunter for the Warhawks. It'll be inbounded by Tugler. Gets it in the corner. Under to Holly. She drops it. Picked up by Simmons. Underneath to Shaw. Misses a layup. And Ebony Rowe with a rebound. Long coming ahead. Long pass to Courtney Jones. Jones underneath. Diamond Rayner feeds it across to Ebony Rowe. It's deflected. Loose ball picked up by Tugler. Tugler coming right. Under to Simmons. Fouled on the shot. Diamond Rayner picks up the foul. Simmons out of Hawkins, Texas. Free throw good. 64-44. Simmons had a double-double earlier this season at Nichols State. Second shot missed. Rebound taken by Eli. Courtney Jones to Ebony Rowe, running the floor for a layup, and she'll score. 66-44. Raiders' biggest lead of the game. Here's Tugler coming left to the baseline. In the corner. Bounces it out to her sister, Alexa. Underneath to Simmons. Overshot it. Missed it. And the rebound to Monroe. Back out front to Alexa Tugler. Shot clock's at 7. Coming right. Blocked out of bounds by Ebony Rowe. 5 on the shot clock. Gray coming in. And Janice Johnson back in for Diamond Rayner. Here's Tugler inbounding to Shaw. Shaw back to Tugler, almost stolen. They throw up a prayer. Janice Johnson's got it. They'll call a shot clock violation against Monroe. They had only 5 seconds when the throw was made in bounds. 4:40 to play in the game. Raiders leading 66-44. Here's Shanice Kaysen in front court. Bounces left wing to Courtney Jones. Couple of dribbles over to Ebony for a 12-footer that's no good. Rebound taken by Janice Johnson. This time she's fouled. The foul is on Gray. It's her second foul, and JJ to the free throw line. She will shoot two. has yet to make a free throw this season, 0 for 3. Although she's got a pretty nice touch. Let's get this one in. Nope, off the back of the rim. One more. 66-44. Second shot, J.J. comes up short, rebounded by Holly. Holly, the Alexa Tugler, driving it all the way, backs it off in the corner. Feeds down low to Gray. She can't get in. Back to Tugler and knocked out of bounds by the defense. Simmons checking back in for Holly in the Warhawk lineup. Raiders got the first basket of the game and have not trailed in this game. Ball coming in play to Alexa Tugler. Guarded out front by Courtney Jones. Works around the screen from Gray. Drives it right. Throws one up there that's no good. And the rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Ebony and J.J. were in a scrap for the rebound. And the Raiders will, I think, have the ball when play resumes. That's a media timeout with 3:57 to play. The timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 66, Louisiana Monroe 44. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
By now you've heard about Shane Company's hundreds of unique and exclusive engagement ring styles, our direct diamond importer prices, our free lifetime warranty, and our non-commissioned sales
apparently they called walking when Rowe and Johnson both went for the rebound. Stephanie Myers has checked in for the Raiders. Ball into Tugler. Shot on the run, no good. And this foul will be on Stephanie Myers. As going to the line, 21, Alexa Tugler. Show her with 8 points today, 1 3-point basket, and one out of two at the line. The foul shot is off the mark. She'll get another one. 3:51 to play. One more. Shot up. Also missed. Rebound Stephanie Myers. Clears it out. Courtney Jones over to Caroline Warden, who's back in. Caroline into front court. Works left wing to Courtney Jones. Top of the key, back to Caroline Warden. Warden gets a screen from Ebony Rowe. Backs it up, gives it back to Ebony. Top of the key, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken by Eli. Back out to Courtney Jones, fresh shot clock. Over it comes to Ebony Rowe. Back to Courtney Jones. 3:12 left. Jones comes driving right, feeds it under to Stephanie Myers, overshot it and missed it. Rebound taken by Tugler. Alexa. Gray, shot rattles and comes out. Stephanie Myers the rebound. Going to clear it out to Caroline Warden. Warden in front court. Out between the circles. On the dribble goes left wing, Courtney Jones, back to Ebony Rowe. Stephanie Myers posting up, ball knocked free, taken by Gray. Tugler, it's Alexa coming across. Got it out to Shin, who missed a three, and we've got a foul. Caroline Warden called for the foul. That's going to put 22 Shaw at the line. But the Raiders are over the limit, so she'll have two shots. Jasmine Shaw, foul shot is good.
Entering for the Warhawks, number 15, Ashley Bonney from Middle Tennessee.
66-45. Mackenzie Sells checks in. JJ back in. Ashley Oney has come in. Shot missed, rebound Simmons, and she'll score. 66-47. Caroline Warden works it into front court. Working right. Courtney. Ebony, 32 points, I think 9 rebounds, but we'll double check that. Second shot, no good. Rebound, JJ. We'll give it over to Caroline Warden. Warden in front court, a minute 30 to play. Works right wing to Courtney Jones. Crossed, Kiki down to JJ. Puts it on the floor, goes to the hoop, missed the shot. Rebound, Simmons. Simmons clears it out to Oney. He'll bring it in front court. Going over to Gray, back to Simmons. Drives right, feeds it under, deflected by Warden and picked up by Courtney Jones. We'll give it to Caroline Warden with exactly 1 minute left in the game. Warden across the line on the right wing, Courtney Jones. Over to Kiki. Back to Caroline Warden. Back to Courtney. Out to JJ. Left side, Mackenzie Sells. Puts up a three, and it's no good. Kiki knocks it back out to Courtney Jones. Back to Caroline Warden with 30 seconds to play. Raiders on top, 66-47. Inside to JJ. It's deflected out of bounds by Simmons. Raiders ball underneath. Janae Brinkley checks back in. And we'll come in for Courtney Jones. It will be Janae Brinkley to inbound baseline. 24 seconds left in the game. Out front to Mackenzie Sells and across to Caroline Warden. Over to Janae Brinkley. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted by Simmons. To Oney. Works long. Inside shot, no good. By Gray, and a foul on Kiki Stewart. That'll be her third.
Foul number 42 for the Blue Raiders, Kiki Stewart. Her third foul.
Christina Gray to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two with only 8 seconds left in the game. Missed the first one. Stay with us for our First Tennessee post-game show. It will be an abbreviated version. We'll be talking with Coach Ensel. We'll not have any players on after the game, as the men's game will start pretty soon after we're through here. Second shot is good by Gray. 66-48. That could be the final. Ball in backcourt. J.J.'s got it. And we'll hold it for the buzzer. Final score, Middle Tennessee, 66. And Louisiana Monroe, 48. Raiders never trailed in this game. And win it to go 11-5, 6-1 in the Sun Belt. They have now won five in a row. Louisiana Monroe now 3-13. They are 1-6 in conference play. Raiders win today 66-48. Stay with us for our first Tennessee postgame show. That'll be coming your way next on these Blue Raider Network stations from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.